Time now for StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project that's recording Black Americans across the country. Today, we hear from Arthur Winston. Winston turned 100 years old last year. He celebrated by retiring from the Los Angeles Metropolitan Transit Authority, where he maintained buses for more than 70 years. Just before retiring, Winston sat down with his great-grandnephew Eric Anthony Givens at StoryCorps. The two talked about Winston's legendary work record and what he planned to do next.
What's the secret to working so long, and why do you do it?
Well, I like my job. You can't stay on any job 7 some years if you don't like it. So I got perfect record from 1934 until today. Missed one day of work.
That's about 72 years.
That's right. Missed one working day.
Now, has your job changed a lot?
It's changed a lot.
Uh-huh.
Jobs have changed. Managers change. I still stay there.
A lot of people wonder how a person lives to be 100 years old. What do you think you did that allowed you to live so long healthy?
We're living too fast on junk food. Tastes good, but I don't fool with it. And trouble of it today, people seem like they can't get, they go to the store and they're on these talking phones all day and night, trying to work and talk on them phones all the same time.
Right.
Everybody, kids got the little phones and they're talking. I don't have one of them. I don't need nobody to keep up with me that tight all day long and night.
A lot of people today try to do things to fight growing old. And the last time I talked to you, you had made a comment about Viagra.
We were talking about Viagra. No. Yeah. You don't worry about things you can't do. Don't worry about it.
Right.
If I go to think about how old I am, I won't be able to get up in the morning and go to work.
Right.
I don't worry about age. I don't think about it. Moses and all them other people, a lot of people have lived 800-900 years. I think I'm going to live 900 like the rest of them or something else.
Well, I know you've inspired me, and I love you, and I think what you have to say is important. You've lived in a time and an era where so much has changed.
That's right.
And you're still here to talk about it. So thank you very much, Uncle Arthur.
Thank you.
Love you.
Arthur Winston with his great-grandnephew Eric Anthony Givens. Arthur Winston died shortly after this interview was recorded. A Los Angeles bus terminal now bears his name. The StoryCorps Griot Project is currently collecting stories in Holly Springs, Mississippi. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to npr.org/newsandnotes.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T.